everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. If you guys are watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you're going to want to go there now because right now below this video, right down there, you know what we got? We got links, we got additional text, resources, and that kind of stuff. So go there and, you know, you can be in on the whole thing. Hey, we're having so much fun. We are streaming live to the members of our HypnoSpace, and some of them are streaming back live to us. I'm looking down here once in a while, and I see video. I see John and Janet and Pia, and they're all just looking down at their screens, too. So if you're not a member of our HypnoSpace and you want to be in on the fun, it was really the very first social and professional networking site for hypnosis professionals. Go there, sign up, log in, and next time we do this, you'll be able to get in on the action. By the way, when we do, we've been starting the live recording at 3 o'clock p.m., and we're going to reschedule, I think, a little bit later in the day next time. We'll get an announcement out to all the usual places, the groups and our newsletter and stuff like that. But we're going to see if we can work it out if it's 4 or 4:30, and because that might work out better so more people can participate. Because if it's 3 o'clock, you know, it's 3 o'clock in California, 4 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 Central Time, and 6 in New York. And that's just not the best time for most people. A professional hypnotist and people who are not yet in the profession all the way, they've got their jobs and clients to see and stuff like that. So if you don't like that, then email me. I can change my mind. We're just trying to work out what works best for you. What's going on, Meredith?
I am just having so much fun with this live streaming. More and more people keep popping in as we go, which is why we had the idea, right, Cal, to do it a little bit later, thinking if they're showing up later, then maybe they need it later. And so we're just going to keep trying what works. And I love that they're here posting questions and posting comments, and we're able to share it in live time. It's just so much more of a community building situation doing it this way. But we also love you people who are sending in your comments and your questions in other ways, whether you're posting them on one of the groups there at ourhypnospace.com or you're sending them directly to Cal or directly to me. Thank you so much. We love it when you post comments on calbanyan.com. There's a place underneath where these videos are posted or where these podcasts are posted for you to post comments or questions there as well. We love it. And by the way, if you ever happen to send us a question that doesn't get covered, there is nothing personal involved in that. It just means that Busy Cal and Busy Meredith, maybe somewhere along the way, it fell through the cracks. And so please do resubmit your questions if you have had a question that hasn't gotten answered. And thank you again for sending them.
Wow, you did that so good. You've really got this stuff down.
I'm getting there, Cal.
Hey, let me make my usual announcements. Go try to get through there. It's record speed here. And always check out the specials on my website. We've got our economic stimulus package, save $300. That's going to end without notice on the 5 Path 2.0 DVD distance learning set. Check out the link we have for Jerry Valley's Ultimate Stage Hypnosis Seminar in Las Vegas. The NGH, I got two classes coming up, one in July and one in October. It's NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis or Hypnotherapy Certification course. It's a 10-day course, July and October. And our HypnoSpace keeps growing in membership. I'm so happy to be making all these new connections. You get to have a blog. You get to have a place to post video. We've also put some new audios up there, interviews with different people doing seminars and stuff like that. Remember, if you want to make more money, either just in general or if you want to add some security to your hypnosis office, email Meredith or I and we'll tell you about my secret project. Meredith, can you tell them your email?
Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com.
And I'm Cal Banyan at hypnosiscenter.com. I'll spill the beans. I'm actually going to call you and tell you how to do it. It's really, really cool. We've added a significant amount of income to our practice with this. And gosh, one of the things you can do is lose weight. And when you lose weight, if you need to lose weight, it is a great way to improve your practice because the slimmer, healthier you look, or, you know, just the more confident you're going to be, and I think maybe even your clients will be more confident in you. All right, let's see. NGH convention, August 7th, 8th, and 9th. On the 7th, which is on the Friday of the convention, I'm doing two talks, and one is an overview of 5-PATH. The next one is going to be about secondary gain. It's a two-hour workshop. Now, secondary gain is really interesting, and we should do a whole topic on this in one of the upcoming podcasts, and that is secondary gain is the reason your clients will fail when you've done everything else right. And that means something's going on in the present that's reinforcing or demanding the problematic behavior or symptom or whatever it is you're working on to continue despite the fact that you have removed the cause of the problem. Also on Thursday, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before the convention, I have a pre-convention workshop, and it is going to be a very, very exciting thing. I'm going to be teaching for the very first time a 7-PATH self-hypnosis teacher's class. 7-PATH is a mind-body-spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis. In my opinion, and it's not just my opinion, it leaves all other classical forms of hypnosis in the dust. It's been called the very first antivirus software for the human mind. Okay, one other last quick thing. Well, a couple. Go to thehypnotistconvention.ning.com. The NGH has a community website just to talk about the NGH convention. You can get more information, chat with the instructors. And speaking of chatting with the instructors, guess what? We have some more announcements for teleseminars coming up this week, and it is 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Resolving Body-Focused Repetitive Behaviors with Drake Eastburn. On Sunday, June 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Past Life Regression Certification with Georgina Cannon. That's going to be good. And 9 p.m. Eastern Time, NGH Sport Hypnosis Certification with Bob Reese. And at Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Ultimate Stage Hypnosis Workshop with Jerry Valley. What am I talking about? Elsom Eldridge Jr., who is one of the main people that helps set up the convention each year, he does a little mini seminar, like a half hour, an hour, with these people who are going to do the big seminars. And they teach you a few things, and you get an idea of their teaching style and what their topic is about, and you can usually ask questions and really get an idea of whether or not you want to be involved in their pre- or post-hypnosis workshop. The week after that, I'm going to just mention a couple. There's June 27th, 9 Eastern Time, DISC or D-I-S-C for hypnosis with Lee Peltier. Sunday, June 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Pain Management Certification with William C. Smith. And Thursday, July 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Clutter to Clarity, Hypno Clutter with Beverly Taylor. So I'm going to put a link down below to the whole list of teleseminars so that you can check them out. And I'll have the phone number and the login code and all that stuff so you can participate. Oh, okay. Also, we've been doing some spring cleaning. I meant to be mentioning this for the last couple of weeks, and I keep forgetting. And that is we've started a new eBay store. Check it out. And big savings on some clearance items. I'm going to read this off to you, but I'll put a link down here too. And it's http://shop.ebay.com/merchant/Banyan Hypnosis Center. It'll be down there. You can click and see our little hypnosis store that we have. Ah, phew. How'd I do?
You did great. That was awesome.
Hey. Cool. What you got for me today?
I've got some questions. And you know what? I've got some live streaming questions that just got posted. You want to answer those?
Absolutely.
All right. And these are about something that is near and dear to both of our hearts, 7th PATH. And the first question is from Mike. And he says, I'm a 5-PATHer, but how do I get started in 7th PATH? And he put 7-PATH, and it's actually 7th with a TH path. So it's a little different than 5-PATH. And eventually get to be a certified instructor. Should I start with the CDs from your site, Cal?
Okay, most of the people who are 5-PATHers are also certified in 7-PATH self-hypnosis. And but they've been through our 7-day Week of Power hypnosis certification class, or they've been through our 10-day NGH-approved Banyan hypnosis certification super course. And they've got 5-path and 7-path. But there's a lot of people out there who've become certified in 5-path by way of our DVD course or through some of the shorter courses I've done in the past at the NGH convention, and that's probably what brought this question up. And it is for those people that I am doing the pre-convention workshop on the 7-path teachers self-hypnosis certification course. It's a 3-day course, I did it for the people who are, I call it our 5-path or 7-path orphans that only have 5-path. I put together the program for them, but we are opening up to anyone who's had basic hypnosis training. You cannot become an instructor by ordering CDs. The CDs that we have, the 7-path self-hypnosis CDs that we have on our website, are just for self-use. It is not a path to certification. Learning how to use 7-path for yourself does not make you qualified to teach it to others. And on the CD set on the websites, that's just the first 5 recognitions. There's 9 recognitions in total. How's that sound?
Good. But you know what? I have to say that I really, really recommend that when you learn 7-path, you try to do it in a group, and you try to do it in a live class. And not to say that I don't want you to have people getting the CDs, and certainly people will have to when they can't join a live class, but I think that the experience is so much just vastly bigger and more powerful and more changing for you. And when you have a bigger experience with it, it's going to help you to be able to teach it better to your clients and to other groups. So that's my 2 cents on that, Cal.
Beautiful. Hey, I just want to say hi to, you know, John and Janet and Pia and everybody else that's streaming. You know, it's cool. I can look right down there and I see their faces, you know. Smile, everybody. Good. All right. What else you got for me?
All right. One more 7-path question. Pia wants to know, when you give the client the first 4 or 5 recognitions, and what she's talking about is when you're doing 5-path with a client and you're also teaching them 7-path, and so as you go along, you're giving them usually 1 recognition per session, that kind of thing. And so that's where she got the first 4 or 5 recognitions, because if you're doing, you know, maybe 4 or 5 sessions, then you may only get them through 4 or 5 recognitions. She's asking, do you stop there, or do you give the client more, maybe in a course, for example?
Now, Pia, I'm going to really condense this, because not everybody that watches a video are trained in 5-path and 7-path. Now, just because of that, I have to kind of step back a little bit. For everyone that's watching or listening, 5-path is a 5-phase approach. Phase 1, preparation, testing, and convincing to assure the individual is going to the proper level of hypnosis for the work you're going to do and that they're convinced that they are in hypnosis, and also put them in a hopeful state. 2nd is age regression and age progression work, with also a segue to direct suggestion. 4 and 5 have to do with dealing with anger and guilt. And also, because they're insight techniques, you do a segue into direct suggestion, which makes your direct suggestion more powerful. Phase 5 is parts mediation work, which deals with the secondary gain issues that I talked about. Now, 7-path is a mind-body-spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis. It just worked out that as I was inspired to create 7-path, that the first 4 or 5 recognitions correspond really well with the different phases of 5-path. 5-path is not a 5-session process. It averages, depending on the experience of the person doing the work and the client's complexity of their issue, 5 or 6 sessions. It can be much more, it can be a little less, but in that period of time. So it works out real easy that you can give them the suggestions that are in the 7-path system. 7-path has, like I said, 9 recognitions, which are specific hypnotic suggestions that you give yourself to deprogram yourself from the things that are holding you back. As I said earlier, 7PATH has been called the very first antivirus software for the human mind. And by that I mean, as we go through life, we pick up these programs that set into our subconscious mind that are placed there probably accidentally, that slow down our progress, just like a virus on a computer causes a computer to slow down or start doing wacky things. Well, these programs that we can pick up can slow us down or cause us to do wacky things. The first four recognitions go in there and they neutralize those programs. The fifth recognition, you learn a very, very powerful way to give yourself hypnotic suggestions for change. Okay, that's 5PATH and 7PATH in a really small nutshell. Now, so when you're doing 5PATH, you're doing phase one, you might give them the first recognition, phase two, the second recognition, phase three, the third recognition, and so on. Once you've gotten to whatever number of sessions, if there's more recognitions left out of the nine that they haven't received, encourage the person to continue to come back to learn those recognitions. And you could give them like about one a week, and that would be a really nice progression. By the way, the recognitions have three forms. There's the short form, which is just a few words, four, five, six words long. Then there's the full form, and they're like seven, eight, nine words long. And then the ultimate versions, which are very, very powerful and very, very spiritual, are much longer, 35 to 50 words long. And we've got a couple of courses coming up on for ultimate recognitions, but if you qualify to get the ultimate recognitions, you've probably already heard about those courses. If you qualify, meaning you're already a 7PATH teacher and you want the ultimate recognitions, call our office and we will get you set up for those classes. I hope that helped, Pia.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So it doesn't look like we have any other live streaming questions. So I have a little bit of a topic for us today, Cal. You ready for it?
Gosh, do we have any time left?
We do.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe it?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, this was sent in by Cynthia, and thank you so much, Cynthia. And Cynthia, the reason why I mentioned earlier, if you ever send in a question and it doesn't get covered, please send it again. Cynthia is a perfect example of that. Somehow, she sent in this question earlier, and it fell through the cracks, and she sent it a second time, and I'm so glad she did, because this is a really important topic. And she's asking about guaranteeing services as a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, and she's wondering, Cal, what you think of hypnotists who offer guarantees in their services.
Oh, well, I don't have any thoughts about the hypnotists, but I have some thoughts about the doing that. I recommend that you do not guarantee results. Let me tell you what, that's very unprofessional. Teachers don't guarantee you will learn. Lawyers don't guarantee you'll learn win the case. Doctors don't guarantee that you will get well. That is a very unprofessional thing to do, because these people in these other professions realize that there's a human component, and that when you start guaranteeing results, it really takes some of the responsibility off of the most important person in the process, and that's the client. So I really recommend that you do not guarantee services. You can guarantee that you will do your best. You will guarantee that you'll use the most updated techniques as you've learned them, whatever it is. But you'll guarantee that you're properly certified if you are. But that's it. Don't guarantee that someone's going to quit smoking. Don't guarantee that they're going to lose weight. It really takes a lot of the responsibility off the number one person in the process, and that's the client. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, I absolutely do not guarantee my services. It's really important that we maintain the same level of professionality that all of these other professions out there are maintaining. And, you know, you don't, like, you know, I'm sure you mentioned that you don't find a doctor that guarantees their services. You don't find a lawyer that guarantees their services. Everybody is different. And our ability to be successful does, in a large extent, depend on us and our abilities and our training and our ability to deal with all of the different things that new clients will kind of throw at us. But it also depends somewhat on them and their ability to change, their willingness to change. There are lots of clients who are just not quite ready ready for the change yet when they come to us. And, you know, maybe they're dealing with the secondary gain issues like you were talking about, and the benefits of, you know, keeping their issue outweigh the benefits of giving it up. And so certainly that wouldn't be something where I would have to go through the process and then refund them the money because they didn't have the results that they expected. It's just, to me, it doesn't make sense. Certainly we can't stop people from doing it. There are going to be people out there who are doing it. But if people ever ask, I explain to them that really it's no different than any other kind of therapy, any other kind of treatment, any other kind of solution, if you will, if you don't want to get into the therapy word, you know, for any kind of a problem. We're going to do the best that we can. I believe that I can give them results, but, you know, there is no actual financial guarantee. They will pay for the sessions that they have had, and I will not be refunding them their money. And so, you know, if they ask about that up front and I give them the policy and they decide they don't want to go forward, so be it. That's up to them.
You know, you've just got exactly the right attitude. And, you know, as you were saying, what do you think about hypnotists that offer that kind of thing? And most of them, I think, that do that, they're doing it from a marketing perspective. You know, and I'm open to discussion on this. But I don't think I've never seen a good guarantee. Most of the guarantees that I've seen have really been what I'd call sham guarantees. For example, they'd guarantee that, you know, if what we've done doesn't work, you can get more of what didn't work. In other words, they'll say, you know, X amount of dollars for 5 sessions, and if these 5 sessions doesn't work, I'll give you another 5 sessions. And so the guarantee is basically, if what we've been doing doesn't work, I'll give you more of what doesn't work. And so I'm just don't like these guarantees at all. I'm on the National Guild of Hypnotists Ethics Committee, and I'm really honored to be a part of that process. And it's really heightened my awareness of how we really need to be very, very ethical in our work with clients. And we need to be very, very careful in our marketing that we don't make guarantees that we just cannot fulfill or that are deceptive in any way. If we're going to turn our profession into the profession it can be, then we really need to have the highest standards that we can as we bring more and more people into this profession. And people really do get kicked out of the NGH for doing things that do not match with the code of ethics. I've been on the committee as people were expelled from the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I've even raised a complaint against a person. And when that happened, I recused myself out of the committee. I don't have anything to do with it, and that person was expelled. And that person, particularly, what they had done is they started using my written and published work as their own. And of course, that's not a good idea. And the NGH pushed them expelled them, and that's the way it should be. All right, anything else for us?
No, I think that about covers it. Thank you so much for that question, Cynthia, and for your persistence. I always admire a persistent person.
I want to say hi to Cynthia. She's actually come out, seen our center and stuff, and she's a 5-pather. Cynthia, you rock.
All right, I think that just about does it with time, Cal.
All righty-o. That must be it, then. Wrap it up.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Whether you're tuning in on calbanyan.com or through one of the other means that Cal has set up for you guys to get this podcast, maybe through iTunes, or if you're here live streaming with us through ourhypnospace.com, you guys are all awesome. You are definitely working to be the best of the best, and I appreciate your consistent tuning in. Do send your questions in to us, your comments. We love it all. You can send them directly to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can post them on some of the groups, Ask Cal, on ourhypnospace.com. You can post them on the comment section right underneath this posting on calbanyan.com. So many ways to get to us. You can also directly email them to Cal, and he's going to give you his email address as he signs off. Thank you so much. Tune in next time. See you soon. I gave them my email address, but my website is yourpathhypnosis.com.
Cool. And hey, I think she gave all my websites. Remember to go to hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com, Banyan Hypnosis Mall, keep in touch. Oh, and our Hypnospace. If you're not already a member, be a member. We're going to have a lot of fun together. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.